This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, where we are broadcasting to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, by the Internet and the satellite. And let's not forget that a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there working right now in the Third Watch, regardless of what you're doing, thanks for keeping America rolling along. A special shout-out to America's truckers, the men and women out there getting the job done coast-to-coast, border-to-border, and all the tanker yankers and suicide jockeys getting the petrol delivered to the gas stations. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take advantage of the things we have over there for you. All right, and now comes the moment of suspense. We have the man, the myth, the legend. It's Ron Edwards. Faster than a speeding bullet. Able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. Able to chew gum, whistle, and tap dance at the same time, right? There you go. Where's Tonto in all this? Okay, we'll stop it right there because that was fun. I wanted to do something to get the laughter going here to begin with. It's they're going to have a lot of serious things to talk about in a minute. But are you ready to say the pledge?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, lo and behold, George Bush spoke out and said something about the Middle East conflict that I can agree with because of what he said and the way he said it. He said, first of all, Iran is targeting the Trump brokered alliances. Couldn't agree more with that. They'd like to destroy those alliances for the Arab countries that went along and agreed to support Israel. Meanwhile, Israel is determined to continue operations against Hamas. They're not going to stop anytime soon, according to Benjamin Netanyahu. They have certain things that they're going to do, including destroying all the intelligence and all the communications capability that Hamas had. They'll be lucky if they can find carrier pigeons to deliver messages with before this is all said and done with. And, of course, Joe Biden is wanting somebody to sit down and start talking peace. Well, I think that starts with Hamas sitting down and stopping firing rockets.
Well, as the Bible says, there's a time for peace and there's a time for war. Right now, because Hamas started this, it is a time for war. And once you start war, you have to finish it. And Israel has no choice but to beat them until they stop, until they cannot do this anymore. Because it is the Hamas and Iran and all of their goal is to wipe Israel from the face of the earth.
Yep.
So I understand that, you know, Biden is a little mixed up sometimes. Don't know none got that mixed up and all of that. So we have to give him a pass on this issue. You know, Israel, we wish them all the blessings that they can receive right now, and that we risk them total victory over the situation. I mean, when you consider Israel is surrounded by a half billion people that want her off the map, and she does a wonderful job in protecting herself.
Yeah, that's all true. And, of course, we talked yesterday with our good friend, Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, who actually had been on three separate assignments over in the Middle East, and he knew very well, because that was part of his assignment, what the Israelis were facing, and gave us quite a picture yesterday initially to start out a series on talking about all of this. It's amazing. It's amazing that they and again, I believe the word was they wanted them pushed into the sea.
Yes.
Yeah.
Palestinians have that on a wall in their offices. So I find it reprehensible that, you know, the Hamas who started it, they're firing over, it's almost 5,000 rockets. And the only reason a lot more Israelis are not killed is because Israelis are very intelligent and they have the Iron Dome, which protects them. And but people are acting like, Israel is whipping their behinds, the Hamas behinds, that somehow Israel is wrong because they're smashing them over there. Mm-hmm. It's crazy. Mm-hmm. And because some children have died in the Hamas region, well, that's their fault. I mean, you start a war and you're going to get your butt kicked.
Yeah. Now, I want to say good morning to George. George is up in Ohio for a speaking engagement. And, George, good morning to you. Be safe up there and be careful on the way back. That's our buddy, the Godfather. So he's saying good morning to everybody, and there you go. Now,
good morning, George.
Yep. Yeah, now, a majority of Portlanders, that's Portland, Oregon, not anti-police people after a year of protests, say that they don't want to go along with this defund the police thing, which is what Portland is currently going through. And there is a movement afoot to put more money on the street or in the police department and more police officers on the street.
Yeah, three-fourths of the Portland residents object to a reduction in policing in the city. Well, man, they're not as stupid as they look, because you would think that they were in favor of getting rid of the police when you look at what has been happening in that once very beautiful, peaceful city over the past months. So that is very refreshing to hear that. I think it's now way less than 25%. That still want defunding. So that's a good turn of events, and hopefully they'll start electing better officials. Mm-hmm. How about that?
Hold that thought. We'll be right back with more of the Edwards Notebook coming up right on the break here. Don't go anywhere. Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and myself will be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis, and that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
There she is, the belle of the ball, my Jersey cowgirl. Found her way down to Carrollton, Georgia, with her husband, Don. They run the D&D ranch there in Carrollton, where you can learn how to ride a horse, or you can stable a horse there. Maybe you might want to learn the equestrian or the Western-type riding there, too, and they'll do all of that, because that's what they do, and they're just up the road a tad bit from big old Fort Benning, charging a big hoo-ha out there to everybody in Fort Benning. All right, well, it's time for an Edwards Notebook.
In recent years, I have consistently called Florida Representative Senator Mark Rubio the Rube, who cannot be trusted. Once again, I'm proven to be correct. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards on today's page from the Edwards Notebook. Senator Mark Rubio, like many Washington, D.C. swamp dwellers, is seemingly more interested in making China happy at the long-term expense of the United States than Americans. In fact, the Rube has been using his influence to persuade U.S. corporations to push for China-friendly policies. Senator Rubio was more than happy to pronounce that China had deputized major U.S. companies to push for policies that help China. Rubio expressed concern over the possibility of China kicking U.S. companies out, which would economically hurt them. Rubio even admits that China has used capitalism against us while deputizing U.S. corporations. And I will add, NBA players to be more loyal to China than the United States of America. For a government official like Senator Rubio to understand the gruesome reality of foolishly dealing with China, but doesn't even hint at rallying or defending U.S. interests, is tragic and dangerous for our future. It is high time for the USA to regroup and rebuild for our national interests, not kowtow to China, who now treats the United States like a chump. I'm Ron Edwards.
Check out the RonEdwards.com.
And the Ron Edwards Notebook brought to you this hour by the folks at Moss Nissan. Remember, hardly a week goes by when I do not get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, all the way to the Canadian border, the Midwest, and all the way out as far away as Phoenix. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing, customer service, and it all starts with Moss Care. Remember, you get free oil changes, you get free tire rotations for the life of the vehicle, and they've got a great selection right now of about 800 vehicles. Clean trade-ins, got them. Did you know your vehicle is probably worth 21% more right now than it was 3 months ago? Well, that's a fact. Because used vehicles have gone up in price. So check it out. See if they'll buy your vehicle from you. They just might have a check in your pocket, have money left over, get yourself a new ride, and away you go. Now remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation, that's their stated goal. And they are the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military veterans, first responders, and church pastors all get a great deal on your vehicles. Don't forget, check the hottest SUV on the market. Test drive a new Moss Rogue. You're going to love it. And Moss locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on North Florida Avenue in Tampa. Check them out online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Save you a bunch of money. All right, back to Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And good morning, Mr. Ron.
Good morning, sir.
Yep. Now, let's go back to where we were here. Believe it or not, the way not to go is the way the squad is currently operating. And I really believe there's got to be a way that we can take AOC, April Presley, Tlaib, Omar, and there's one more they added in there. I can't remember the name of the other one. But just these people are so un-American, and what they're doing in Congress is totally beyond me. But we got to get them out of office.
Well, they should be out of office. In fact, there should be a requirement that if you are in government and your goal is to destroy and undermine this country, that you should no longer be allowed in government. Unfortunately, you have idiot voters who support these people. If it wasn't for the voting population, the Somalian population in Minnesota, for example, which supports Ilhan Omar, and the huge Muslim population in Dearborn Estand, Michigan, which supports Tlaib, and so on and so on, you wouldn't have the situation. So you have to change the mindset of the voters who support all of this. Remember, this government is a reflection of its people. And until the people obtain a better mindset, we're going to still see this kind of crap going on out of D.C. To declare that Israel's airstrikes on Gaza targets, calling that terrorism, and just going to Nutsville. Some of the things that Tlaib has been saying also are horrible. And Tlaib took Biden to task on the tarmac the other day.
Saw it.
Because she felt that Biden is not coming down hard enough on Israel. Well, I'm sorry. Israel, in my opinion, is not coming down hard enough on the terrorists.
Yeah.
Until very recently. And these people, as you said, Captain, they should be out of there. But until you change the mindset of many American voters, this is what you're going to have to still put up with.
Mm, what a shame. Okay, and folks, I'm talking to Ron Edwards. His website, theronedwards.com. Go over there, check it out. Several different things he has to offer. Well, Nancy Pelosi is touting the bipartisanship that she has with the January 6th Capitol Riot Commission and says Republicans are afraid of the truth. Really? Really?
No. No, the real deal, she's afraid of the possible resurgence of Donald John Trump. And what they're doing is they're trying to just create a huge cadre of bad, bad things, you know, lies and whatever against Trump, directly or indirectly. And they just want to keep this up. That's what this so-called riot commission is all about. There's nothing about fact-finding and all of that. In fact, that's already being investigated, last time I checked.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no need for another taxpayer-funded phony commission which will be heavily covered by the media as a means to, like I said, continue to stain the name of Trump. That's all it's about. They're scared to death of the resurgence of Donald Trump.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines, and we'll take a quick call here from Mary. Okay, Mary, what's your question?
Hi. I was just going to make the observation about France, who seems to be ahead of us by 3 or 4 years, and as far as other people taking over our country, France is finally kind of like waking up like Brexit did and wanting their country back, and they were flat out told it's a little late, we already own your country with all the massive immigration that they've had for the past few decades. So that will happen here if you're right, and these open borders don't stop. That's how the folks get in here in the first place. Thank you.
All right. By the way, 61, let's see, where is it here? Let me find it here.
61,000.
Yeah, since January.
I think it's more than that, Captain.
Well,
I do too.
That's the ones they know about.
Yeah, and or the ones they're willing to tell us about. Because I think it's about 100,000 or more that have been released. And they, we don't know where the heck they are.
Nope.
And it's all on purpose. This is not something that's happening by accident or incompetence. They know what they're doing. They want to fundamentally transform this nation into a crap hole. Because they don't believe that the United States should be a superpower, that we should be wealthy and things of that nature. They want to bring us down a peg or two to be equal to the other countries. This is all tied in with the green movement or the energy, not energy, but the environmentalist wacko movement and all that to bring this country down. And we got to fight. We have a fight on our hands, but we have to wage it, Captain, in order to reverse this madness so that we can get our country back and we don't end up in a position like France.
All right, we're getting a question from Alan Nebraska. He said, did the Dems 911 Commission get passed for the January 6th thing? As a matter of fact, it did.
Yep, but we don't know where it's going to go in the Senate.
Nope.
The Senate could tie it up in a knot.
Yep, because it's 50-50 over there, and you got to remember, to get anything on the floor over there, you got to have 60 votes.
Yep.
So I don't think it's going to happen, so I think it's dead in the water.
Yep.
All right. Moving along real quickly, we got about time for one more story here. Let me see here. Let me go to this one. Many states are reimposing work requirements for unemployment benefits amid the hiring shortage. Now, that should have been done a long time ago, in my humble opinion.
Yeah, it should have been done. Because you hear some people squawking about how, this is hurting the people, this, that, and the other. That's bull capitalist with a hit. This is a blessing because people are being required to go back to work, which is a long-term benefit. Working is, I hate to sound corny here, but working is fundamental. It's a blessing.
Yeah. All right, here comes the music. I got to let you go, and I look forward to playing your Edwards Notebook on the weekend show, my friend.
Absolutely. Take care. Godspeed.
All righty. That's Ron Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. I'm going to let him take you out here.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. Come on now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The House passed legislation to create an independent 9/11-style commission to investigate the January 6th siege on the Capitol in a 252-175 vote on Wednesday. Under the legislation, each party would select five commissioners with expertise in national security and law enforcement to look into the security failures. Representative Bernie Thompson, the Democrat from Mississippi, helped build bipartisan support for the bill. Democrat legislators have introduced a measure to block the sale of $375 million in weapons to Israel, saying the Biden administration should not be rubber-stamping arms transfers to the Israeli government as it bombs the besieged Gaza Strip. On Wednesday, a group led by Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez introduced legislation to block the recently announced sale of precision-guided munitions to Israel. China has reacted with fury after the United States sent the USS Curtis Wilbur through waters in the disputed South China Sea near the Paracel Islands. China said it was illegal. USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Professor of Politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You know something? I most certainly will take it away, and I want to thank very much an individual that called me on the phone yesterday and just totally made my day and probably my year, and it was none other than Mike Lindell from MyPillow. I am now a representative on the line, on the telephone, on the radio that you can check out, and it's on my website too. Or you can go to MyPillow and just use my name to get the product code and get the special prices on whatever it is they're selling. And my God, I looked at their website yesterday. He and I went over the website and whatnot. Mike Lindell is a listener to my program. I had no idea, and he's been listening to me for many months. And, of course, we did different reports on him when he was getting himself in trouble with Facebook, this, that, and the other, and all that stuff. And he told me something, and I'll take this one and just wear it as a badge of honor, I guess, because he said, you were honest about everything you said. You weren't afraid to say bad things when it needed to be said, and that's what makes your program successful. And that's right, Mike. We are honest, and we keep it that way. And if you're listening to me right now, thank you again for the opportunity. So whatever it is you find at MyPillow.com, if you want to get the special price and ask you for the product code, use me, Captain. So I've got to put down Captain. And right now you can save $40 on their premium MyPillow, $29.98, lowest priced ever on that pillow. And I've got one of those. I've had one for a while, but I'm going to get another one because I have to use one to keep my leg propped up in the air at night. and that's what I'm going to use it for. And then I'm going to try some of their premium towels because I've been told they're extremely good, and you can save a lot of money on those right now. But their website, MyPillow.com, I'm not telling you anything you don't know if you've been there. You name it, it's there, and it's all good stuff, high-quality stuff. Use the product code CAPTAIN. Now, Florida, and in particular Broward County, the second most populous county, is the state's first to offer illegal immigrant identification cards so they can obtain taxpayer-funded services like COVID-19 vaccines. They can also get public services. Elected officials in Broward County, situated in southeast Florida, with a population of about 2 million, unanimously passed a measure with ardent support from the county's top law enforcement officer, Sheriff Gregory Tony. Now, you may remember, back in 2018, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis appointed Tony to the elected position after suspending former Broward Sheriff Scott Israel for mishandling the 2018 shooting of the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. You might remember that happened, and DeSantis, when he came into office, actually appointed him. And by the way, that was 2020 when he did that. So, what's going to happen now? The sheriff fully backs the new ID cards for illegal immigrants and says they will have a positive impact on public safety. Sheriff Tony even wrote a letter to support to the Broward County Commissioner who introduced the legislation to create the special IDs. Of course, it'll make it a lot easier to identify these people. I get that, and hopefully that'll all work positively in that respect. But they also will be able to get other things along the way. What those other things are, don't know yet. So the jury is literally out on all of this. Now, did you hear Joe Biden yesterday at the Coast Guard Academy? He says, "You're really a dull class." He mocked the Coast Guard grads after the joke bomb that he said. Well, okay, here's what he deserved yesterday. That's what he should have got, was a laughing man laughing at him. About all he was worth. Because I heard a comment he made. It really wasn't funny. And, you know, the graduates there in the Coast Guard Academy, they're all going to be commissioned officers. They're sitting on their hands watching what's going up on the stage before they do anything. And George is saying something about the sheriff down there in Broward County. Okay, George, I'll have to look that up because I don't know what you're talking about, but I'll look it up. And, oh, by the way, Joe Biden also vouched another quote. He used a quote from the communist dictator Mao Zedong's one of his speeches during his commencement speech, and apparently it was not the right quote. So it is what it is. And, you know, of the independents that are out there right now in the swing states, poll that was done, only 35% of them approve Joe Biden's actions and what he's done. Only 35%. Now, Mike Bloomberg has come up in the news in the last day because of his connections to China that many of us did not know about, including the media. And they're now finding out about this, and they're just having a feast diving into all these activities as to what Bloomberg was up to in the midst of all this stuff. And why Bloomberg's China connections are so important and dangerous is obvious. The guy's a billionaire many times over, money, 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 going over there looking to see what he can advance. And, of course, they're telling him that if you want to come over here, we need some help over there. You can just hear the backroom talk going on right now. By the way, Pennsylvania yesterday, state legislature, they voted to strip the Democratic governor of his emergency powers. So that's what happened there. Again, good stuff. Good stuff. Takes a while to do it, but good stuff. And the other thing is, when you look at everything that's transpiring right now, everything that's transpiring, dark money groups are being discovered. Josh Hawley is over there finding out about it, saying that dark money groups are backed by Facebook targets, and they're coming right through the channel, right down the pike. He's made some complaints. We'll see if that goes anywhere. Don't know if it will or not. But it's just over the top, some of this stuff. And again, when you look at it, when you look at everything that's transpiring, everything that's taking place, it's not, it doesn't take a rocket science to realize that when you look at things like Michael Bloomberg, we found photos that were released yesterday by the New York Post and others revealing his years of meetings between him and Chinese government officials in Beijing trying to strike up a business deal, which he did in a few cases, between his business enterprises, including Bloomberg News, working with them, and China. And they were looking for a mouthpiece over here, a positive mouthpiece, to give them a good vibe for what was going on over here in the United States. Now, will it continue? Did it continue? Don't know. Don't know if it helped all that much. But you have to assume anything that he was able to do, and they were courting him pretty good, that it would have been what it was. And good morning, Jeff. I see you're chiming in there. Okay, and we got the group in there. So everybody's in there doing something here today. We got a large group in the chat room that just, I think we just woke them all up here a few minutes ago. And then there's Michigan Governor Whitmer, who is the subject of an IRS complaint right now. They want to know, with receipts, who paid for the controversial Florida trip and where she went. And by they, I'm talking about a group of constituents in Michigan. Now, will they find out? Probably, because she's going to be forced to have to produce it, because if she wants to deduct that trip, which apparently she has, she needs to have receipts. And she says she chartered the plane that she was on, but the plane that she was on didn't have a license to charter. So how can you do that? Wow. Unbelievable. Strange but true. Only in America, right? Okay, we're coming right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here. You're listening to the Captains of America Third Watch.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please, call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
And you're listening to Captain's America Third Watch. Take it away, Captain.
All right. Thank you very much there, Mr. Ron Edwards. We appreciate that very much, and we appreciate you doing that for us. And he was just on. You hear him on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and his Edwards Notebook is played Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Domrich Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. Because remember, if you want it done right and you're looking for blinds or shades or shutters and want them installed or repaired, these are the best people in the business at doing just that. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Remember, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. Now, Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Get her done. Stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give them a call at 941-922-2345, and set up an appointment for service, or just stop by the store. Now, either way, you can stop by and see Jill and the gang. Remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. And again, you can call them, too, at 941-922-2345. 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They are the best at what they do. I put my stamp of approval on that one. Now, how's to solve the problems for America? What exactly are the issues out there right now that we're facing? And what do we need to concentrate on as a people? Well, number one is to secure the border. Number one. And the best way to do it on the southern side of the border is to finish the damn wall. And to defeat MS-13 that's all over down there. It's not just the drug lords. It's MS-13. They're coming into the country. They're being picked up. You want to talk about thugs? You want to talk about murderers? They are the top of the list. They are MS-13 and their cronies. So we've got to secure the border. Now is a good time to do it. Also, we need to end the illegal immigration, eliminate the chain immigration. You know what that is. They have relatives that come in here and they say, oh, we've been detained at the Laredo facility and could you please come and help us get out and this and the other. Well, it takes a while, but yeah, they can do it. And how about protecting the life of the unborn? Maybe even overturning Roe v. Wade, which could be in the works. But nobody knows for sure yet. But could be. Could be. And then we've got protecting our history and our veterans' memorials that they've been trying to take down, tear down all around the country. You've seen it. The 1619 Project, getting rid of anything that contradicts that, which includes our memorials and our statutes. And then for you gun owners, defending the Second Amendment, boy, that is a must. Pass constitutional carry, that would be a great thing if that were to happen. That means that your God-given ability and your right to carry a weapon could be done. Constitutional carry could be done anywhere in the country to make it legal as such in that respect. And you have nothing to fear if you're a law-abiding citizen, nothing. And then, of course, we need to restore America's dominant trade position. We were number one in the world. Everybody looked up to us until this bunch of clowns came in. Punish the foreign unfair trade practices? Well, that's a no-brainer. Of course we would. And then repeal Obamacare once and for all. Open up insurance competition across state lines. Watch and see how fast that would work. And then there's the school choice expansion legislation. Wow. Well, it increases access to more students. It prohibits opportunities to students in foster care, out of care, and siblings. It eliminates barriers and decreases wait lists for eligible students. It expands opportunities by military families. It continues the school choice program for students with unique abilities. It also covers full spectrum of the student's educational program and their expenses as well. Governor DeSantis also believes that empowering parents is a recipe for success, especially when you talk about working class families and working with them to choose the best educational path for the children. That's the way to go. That's the way to do things. That's what a leader does. This is Ron DeSantis leading it out of this mess that we find ourselves in. So kudos to him. And what a blessing to have such a good governor. I mean, I've been around for a few good ones before, but nobody like this. Nobody like this. And, of course, they're coming after him. Bad guys are coming after him. We know that. So what do we do next? Well, we keep him in office. And we try to keep him in office for another 4 years after his term runs out on 2022? I think it's 2022. I'm not sure. Might be 2024, but I believe it's 2022. We need to keep him right there, reelect him again. And I'm pretty sure we'll be able to do that. Don't forget, by the way, our buddies over at Evergreen, or Everglades Equipment Group with the green machines, Nothing runs like a deer until you get your hands on it at Evergreen, and then, boy, you've really got something that's going to run. And remember, Everglades Equipment Group, they have a number of locations within the sound of my voice here in Florida, all around the state. They got great, reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service, too. If you need something fixed, they can do it. Need a lawnmower? Got it. Push lawnmower? Self-propelled lawnmower? Got it. Need a riding lawnmower? Got it. Need a tractor with one of those 60-inch blades on it, those 60-inch cuts? Got it. Need a small tractor with a bucket and a backhoe? Got it. Need a bigger tractor with a bucket and a backhoe? Got that, too. Bulldozer? You'll probably find one. And by the way, you want to rent equipment? You got a big job coming up, you want to rent equipment, they'll do all of that. So check them out. They're the guys with the green machines. Nothing runs like a deer, we all know that. Everglades Equipment Group. Check them out. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. It'll help you out, get you through whatever it is you got to do. Now let's see, George. George, you sent me another message, okay? Let me see what George said before we have to part ways here. Like I say, George is up in, 2022. Okay, thanks, George. He's verifying what I thought I said, that DeSantis is up for re-election in 2022. We got to get him elected again as governor, keep him going as governor. And these people that are going to run against him, nope, not going to happen. They're not going to beat him. No way in the world. No way in the world. Charlie Crist, bring him on. If he wants to run for governor again, bring him on. Beat him before, beat him again. Only this time worse. Worse. I happen to know people that are just, they can't wait to see his name on a ballot somewhere so they can vote against him. Charlie Crist. Because he's gone from Republican to independent to Democrat. How do you do that and keep your base? You don't. You don't. Simple word, you don't. But what do we know? What do we know? It'll be interesting to see all this stuff come back, by the way, when it does come back. And George, you're being chatty today. Let's see what he said that time before we have to go here. We need Ron. If you notice, everyone is following his lead. Yeah, well, a lot of them are, George, but not all of them. I wish all of them were, but they're not. But we'll see. Again, Ron DeSantis, in my opinion, best governor in the country, bar none. But we'll let the voters decide that when he runs for re-election and or goes further up the ladder, which I make a prediction he will in 2024. But he'll get re-elected governor to begin with, and then we'll go from there. Okay. Coming up tonight on the program, getting ready for Friday. We're going to have a lot of sports for you. Patrick Hyland, the sports quarterback, will have plenty for that. And don't forget, this program is all about we the people. We the people. This is our show. Nobody else can say that. This is our show.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.